stop persistence as our history is real. A strong will can shine like gold.
Welcome to the Wayne Bennett Podcast, celebrating West Virginia people, places, and the culture of Southern Appalachia. Now here's your host, Wayne Bennett.
Welcome to Wayne Bennett's podcast. My name is Wayne Bennett, and this is episode 92. It is February the 2nd as we're taping this. It's Groundhog Day, and it's also the beginning of Black History Month. Our guest today is a young man. It's a former athlete, works in special education at Woodrow Wilson High School, and he also coaches football and wrestling at Beckley Stratton Middle School. Welcome, Darius Law.
Oh, thank you for having me. I'm having a great day and I appreciate the come past to see me.
Well, let's go back just a little bit. I know you went to Sylvia School. I'm an old Sylvia School alumni. And did you play basketball there?
I did. I played basketball for Sylvia.
Who was your coach?
Mr. Bobbins.
Okay.
Mr. Bobbins, yep. He was my basketball coach when I was at elementary, yes.
Another thing we have in common is I know you played a little football for East Beckley. It was Wildcats back then, wasn't it?
It was. East Beckley Wildcats. This is the first year they brought it back. They started back up the program first year, and they did really well. And they helped. They come over and use our facilities at Beckley Stratton. And Mr. Mayo and Coach Chappelle and Mr. Neighbors do a great job of running it.
Now, when I played, there were the Wildcats, and that was about 45 years before you played. Mm-hmm. And I know you guys, when you were on the B team, y'all were 11-0.
We were 11-0. Yeah.
Coach Leftwich and Boyden.
Coach Leftwich, you had Coach Boyden, you had Mr. Rhodes, Mr. Robinson was our coaches at that time.
Yeah. And did you have any role models back then? I mean,
I did. I think all my coaches, from elementary all the way up, the males played a really big role in my life, and they all were hardworking men, family men, and they modeled, great behavior and showed us how to, how to conduct ourselves as young men.
Now, you went to Beckley Stratton, and who was your coach there or coaches?
Football, we had my coach was there was Coach Cooper. He was my seventh grade coach, and then eighth grade, ninth grade year, it was Coach York. For football, basketball, it was my sixth grade year. My seventh grade year, it was Coach Neighbors. Uh-huh. Is now the head coach here for the girls program here at Woodrow Wilson High School. And my eighth grade and ninth grade coaches was Coach Bostic and Mr. Tilly. They coached me when I was at Beckley Stratton back in the day.
And you guys, you had a pretty good team. Brandon Thompson and that bunch.
Yeah.
I can remember that group. And when you got to Woodrow, you played basketball and football. Coach Lilly was your football coach, and you guys had some pretty good success there.
Yeah, we were successful the 3 years I was here. We made the playoffs all 3 years. Got to play with some very talented guys. Doug Ligursky ended up making it all the way to the NFL, played in a few Super Bowls and won one. And a lot of us went to college on, and just very talented group. I mean, that's probably one of the talented groups I think that came through here that 3 year stretch. But a very gifted group of kids, young men at now.
I know Jason Slape, you played with him, J.C. Rhodes, that bunch, and you had a nickname. You played a little fullback and played linebacker. What was your nickname?
They called me Law Dog back in the day. Yeah, Law Dog. Yeah, they called me Law Dog.
And they kept making, I kept hearing statements like laying down the law.
And, oh, yeah.
But actually, then some said, well, he's Law Dog 2. Who was Law Dog 1?
Yeah, I think Law Dog 1 was my cousin. I think my cousin, they called him Law Dog. He was a really good basketball player. And then I think it just stuck with me because we were related and had the same last name. I became Law Dog 2. So, but I think it stuck with me a little bit longer because I played throughout my high school time here, so it just stuck with me.
And who was the basketball coach? Was Barksdale the coach then, or Coach Kidd?
Coach Kidd was the coach. Okay. Barksdale had just left and went down to South Carolina, and Coach Kidd had just stepped in to take over the program. So Coach Kidd was my head coach.
Now, you guys went to the state tournament
twice. Yeah, my sophomore year we went. Got beat by George Washington. That's when they had O'Malley and Crum. Them guys were pretty good. My junior year got beat by Princeton. They had a really good guy named Reeves then, the big tall guy. My senior year, we made it down and got beat by Morgantown.
Now, also, you guys made the playoffs in football.
All 3 years. Yes.
And your senior year, you had quite a year, didn't you?
Yeah, I think that the senior year was the year I think was probably my best year because – here 2 years prior, so I got to watch all the older guys ahead of me and see how they led. And then when my time came, I had some really great examples and the commitment and dedication it takes to be a leader and have a good year that year. But we just ran across a good Morgantown team that year, pretty good Morgantown team that year. They ended up winning it that year, too. So we played them twice that year, played them in the regular season. They beat us, and then we played them up in Morgantown in the playoff game, and they beat us, and they ended up winning the state championship that year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you ended up being all Colville Conference. You mm-hmm. were all state, and you were playing the North-South football game.
I did.
How did that work out?
That was fun. That was fun. The North-South game, it was. I can still remember it. You know, I got the call, and I remember Coach Lilly told me to come to his office, get my equipment, you know, and we went down there. We stayed a whole week, and you got to go down there and be with the best guys in the state, you know, some of the best kids in the state. And they, we had a great weekend, ended up winning the game too. We ended up winning the game. And it was an overall fun experience. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, I think the South has kind of dominated that series. They might have lost this past year. I'm not sure, but they pretty much dominated that. Now, after high school, you were invited to walk on at Marshall?
I did.
Did you go?
I went, but I didn't. I guess I didn't have the motivation to do what I needed to do. And then I did go to Marshall, went down there for a few years, and then came back to Beckley.
Was Pruitt there then?
Pruitt was the coach there, yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He was.
And did you ever think about going to another school and playing like a smaller school?
I didn't. I think after that experience, I kind of just lost the drive and the what it takes to commit to it, you know. And I just wanted to just go in a different direction with my life at that point. But sports always been a part of my life, you know. Mm-hmm. Even though I didn't play it anymore, I always done it, you know. I always did something, and then a few years later, I started refereeing, you know, and coaching youth right after that. So even though I gave up playing the sport that I enjoyed, but I didn't take a lot of time off. I went right back into it, coaching it, and then becoming an official. You know,
did you like the officiating? Or?
I did. I officiated for 10 years, you know, right before I got
football.
Into coaching. I did football, basketball, softball, and volleyball, and baseball. Wow. So I did that for 10 years. After that, I kind of had a desire to get back into coaching for some reason, and the best decision I've ever made, you know, because when you're an official, you're just pretty much in there and out. You kind of can make a little bit of an impact and kids get familiar with you, but coaching, you can leave a longer impact on a young person's life, you know, yeah, by being there for them and being a role model for them.
Well, I officiated wrestling for 28 years, and then I worked at the Y for almost 6 years, and so we always had to officiate some basketball games or something if an official didn't show up. And I always thought basketball was a tough sport to referee. I did my time as a Little League baseball umpire and Babe Ruth and those things. But I still felt like basketball was the tough. I never actually did football. And I kind of, sometimes I wish I had, but wrestling was the one I stayed with so long. You were, in 2008, you were inducted to the Woodrow Wilson Football Hall of Fame, weren't you?
I was. I was inducted into the Hall of Fame. I remember coming out and being part of all the festivities and going to the game. Woodrow ended up winning that game. I can't remember who it was, but it was a great honor, you know, to be inducted to a Hall of Fame where so many great players came before me, after me, and a lot of them are here now. You look back, it's been a long time ago, but it just shows you if you put the work in and you commit to something and you work hard, things do pay off for you.
Now, who else was inducted that year? Thomas Mitchell?
Yeah, I can't remember all the guys, but I know Thomas Mitchell. I played with him. There was a few other guys. I would have to go out there and look at the Hall of Fame wall.
Yeah.
But it was a few of us, and we all got inducted. And it was just a great time, you know, to come back and reminisce, talk about the times that we had together here, and then look at the kids that were playing at the time. But some of them guys are Hall of Famers here now, like Van, I think it was Van Hoos, Clint Van Hoos. He ended up going to Marshall, was a really good player, and then making the Hall of Fame. You had another good kid that was here. Can't think of his name, but he was a really good running back here at that time, and he ended up making the Hall of Fame. But we had a great time.
Tell me about your job. What do you do here at Woodrow Wilson?
At Woodrow here, I provide support for kids who have special needs and help them, and then assist in any other area that they might need me, whether it's bus duty, lunch duty, help kids who just need someone to talk to, and then try to be a role model to a lot of young people here. You know, I see them out in the hallways. I talk to them, you know, and give them some type of positive words and encouragement to push them through their day.
Now, do you go to classroom with them? Or?
I do sometimes, but I'm in the classroom all day, more self-contained with students who have special needs.
Do you feel like you're going to stay in that type of work?
I probably say in the future I'm getting into more into teaching, you know, so I'm ready to start my teaching next semester. So, the school year to start back up. So I'll be more doing general ed next year in the future.
When did you get involved in wrestling?
4 years ago when I when I got invited to be an assistant coach at the time. The coach there at the time was, they didn't have a program for a while. And he had asked me, would I want to help him? And at that time, I didn't know anything about wrestling, you know, or anything like that. And I said yes, but eventually he decided not to come to be the head coach, and the opportunity was presented to me by the principal, Mr. Smith, and he asked me, did I want to do it or I didn't have to do it? But at that time, I had like 20-some kids that came out, showed up, because I met with a lot of them who were interested in wrestling, and I probably had like 20, 30 kids to show up, and I just couldn't say no to that. So I took on the job, even though I didn't know anything about wrestling at that time, you know. And
how did you do it?
My first year, I had a lot of help from Coach Reeves over when he was a coach at Park at the time. He helped me out a whole lot. You know, we went over and had some inner practice with him. I went to a lot of I talked to a lot of other coaches, like Coach Matt Osborne here at Woodrow, Jeff Neal, Coach Bells, a lot of good guys that have a lot of experience in wrestling. And then I just started watching a lot of videos, going to camps, going to coaches' clinics. You know, my thing was is YouTube. I utilized that a lot with Jordan Barrows, got some books. Then I learned about a lot of stuff with wrestling through the greats like Dan Gable, John Smith, Kale Saunderson that wrestled at Penn State. Well, Iowa State, now the head coach at Penn State. Now I just watch a lot of wrestling. I watch it and I learned it. And now I'm comfortable with it now. You know, 4 years in, I'm kind of more comfortable with how things go now.
Do you have an assistant?
I did, but I'm still working on trying to find another assistant. So
I know John Brown helped you a little bit one time.
Yeah, John helped me my first year. He was a very good help. You know, his kids now go here at Woodrow. But if I can get him back, I would love to have him back. I might have to reach out to him again next year, see if he would be interested in coming past to help me out.
John wrestled for me at Park years ago, and when I first saw him helping you, I said, well, he's in good hands.
You know? Oh, yeah, John helped me out a whole lot. I mean, he was, to be honest with you, he was – that was probably the best hire I could ever had. You know, a guy who had the experience. He wrestled. You know, he was very humble. You know, his he had a history in law enforcement, so he knew how to conduct himself to be a positive role model for the young boys. And a lot of the kids that he helped that day, and helped me that year, kind of helped got the ball rolling for me. You know, he was a big help for me. And I wish I could have him back, to be honest with you.
Well, how many kids did you have out this year?
We had a total of about, before it all said and done, I think I had 27. Wow. 27.
Still a lot of interest.
Yeah, 27. And now I'm down to about 18. About 18. A few move and a few kids just lost focus. But overall, it was a good turnout.
Well, I noticed that you guys are more competitive this year than you have been I'm a firm believer, especially on that level, that numbers are important. I mean, if you've got the numbers and the competition for the weight classes gets a little more extreme. And if you've only got 8 or 9 kids, they come out and they know they're not going to win any dual matches or whatever. But if you've got the numbers, the kids get a little more competitive, and that's really the whole key. And even in high school, and the skills will develop.
Yes,
know, I feel like.
Yeah.
But, now, what's on your bucket list? Where do you want to be 10 years from now?
10 years from now? Personally, you know, in my personal life, I want to be the best, you know, man I could be. You know, family-wise.
Do you have a family?
Not yet. But something I do want to have in about 10 years, you know, be married, have children, give back more to the people, the kids in the community, because I'm more youth-centered, you know. So definitely want to give back to the young people, be a positive role model to them. Like to still probably be coaching something, you know. Whether it's sports or whether it's, you know, mentoring kids in life, you know, how to make better decisions, and doing something in the education field, you know, whether that's still teaching or administration wise or in some type of capacity that will help the young people.
Now, it is Black History Month, and it's 2023. And what is that? Does that have any special meaning to you?
It does. It does. You know, when I look at Black History Month, I consider it as American History Month, too. You know, when you look back to the history of American history, Black history is part of American history. So it's very important. I know we have 1 month to celebrate it. But to me, I think, you know, the contributions that has been contributed throughout the history of Black America, I still look at it just as American history, you know, and it's important because you look back, we just had celebrated Martin Luther King Day, you know, and from that time to now where we're, you know, all the things that happened helped put me in a situation where I can coach and be in a situation where I have the opportunities that I have today.
You know, you talked about role models at the beginning when you were growing up, and I now know that there's guys that are growing up that are playing for you that you're probably their role model. And it sounds like that you've accepted that role and done a good job with it.
Yeah.
And I do appreciate you talking to us. And I'd like to leave it open for you to come back sometime and we'll talk some more.
I would love to. This is the first time I ever did a podcast. You know, so I feel cool now. You know, I can go back and brag to my kids now. You know, like, hey, players, hey. Coaches on the podcast, I do want to thank you know, the Lord for the opportunity He's given me. You know, the opportunity to be in my life, because I truly say I wouldn't be anything without Him. You know, and to just keep doing the best that I can do.
Well, job well done. And anyone else out there that'd like to be on our podcast, you can contact me at awbennett50@gmail.com. And remember, if you're not dead yet, you're not done yet. God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you.